Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our outdoor service at the park. So happy to be here together and to see all of your faces and to be in that love and that energy of each other. I'm so glad that you came to join us this morning. You all know I'm Reverend Jennifer Spear, and we're a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And so I'm going to begin today by reading our mission statement that's on the front of our bulletin. So if you know it by heart, you can join along. If not, you can just take this in. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so really, that is really what we are up to at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to discover, to reveal, to feel, to sense that presence of the infinite one that lives within us, that presence of the divine that is so easy to see itself expressing through nature, through the trees and the grass and the animals. That presence also is within us, and it expresses within us as the truth of our own spiritual essence, as our own wholeness. It expresses as our own innate power and as love and as peace. But what happens is it's only as we come to recognize that that presence is always within us, regardless of what's going on in the world and regardless of what's going on in our own personal lives, that then we have access to that presence and power and all of those qualities of the divine, that then we have access to love and to peace and to our own power, even when the world is reflecting back to us something other than that. And therefore, we are able to bring, say, love or peace into a conversation, into a relationship where it's not already being expressed, where it's being called for. Because, you know, there is either an act of love or a call for love, and we get to be the ones that bring that. And as we do that, we act as healing agents on this planet. And so I say thank you to every single one of you for walking this path, for answering the call of your own spirit to be a beneficial presence in this world and to bring that divine presence into this world in the way that only you uniquely can do. So thank you for that. And so on podium with me this morning is our practitioner, David Conant. He's going to come up and lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is already right where we are, and do a reading for us. And so I invite you just to kind of begin to settle into yourself, to find that place of stillness within you, that place where it is not affected by the outside world, but as is just beingness itself, and to settle in.
In the stillness, in the silence, I feel the sacred surrounding me. I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace in the stillness, in the silence. I feel the love inside of me, and I surrender to this moment. I open up I find peace. Let my soul speak with each heartbeat. Every breath I take in the stillness, in the silence, I feel the light inside of me. I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace. Let my soul speak with each heartbeat. Every breath I take in the stillness, in the silence, I feel spirit surrounding me. I surrender to this moment. I open up and I find peace. I open up and I find me.
And at this time, I move my thoughts to within, to a very familiar place, where I recognize the one source in this universe, and where I recognize my oneness with this one source. This source is creative intelligence, is a source of love, of joy, and of beauty. And these things are everywhere, and they were always with us. They're with us in our families, and our friends, others that we interact with. It's in all of nature. It is everywhere. And it is here today as Living Beyond Limits, manifesting this good through Living Beyond Limits and out into the service. And we can recognize and experience this good because of our oneness with it. We are one with this powerful love, this joy, this beauty. And because of that, it is in our lives always, and it is our lives in a powerful way today as this service. And today, I bless Reverend Jennifer as spirit manifests through her something that is unique for each one of us. And this happens because we each have our own unique relationship with God, and because of that, Spirit takes care of all the rest. I bless Ray for the countless hours he spends recording, editing, and posting our videos, and all the other things he does. We are blessed, and he is a gift from Spirit to do this for us. I bless everyone here, and I recognize our oneness with Spirit, and I am grateful to be able to be here together this morning. And I simply say, and so it is. It's been a while since I've been able to do this. My reading today is from a book entitled Unlimited Visibility by Stephanie Sorensen. It is from chapter 1, and the title of chapter 1 is, One, Not Two, Our Inseparable Oneness with God. There is nothing more vital for us to understand than our inseparable oneness with God. The teachings of Science of Mind are based on the concept of oneness. The ultimate cause back of all things must be one, since life cannot be divided against itself. The infinite must be one, for there could not be two infinite beings. The world of multiplicity does not contradict the world of unity, for the many live in the one. There is nothing that we cannot know or do or create in our life as a being of God. And when we are steadfast in our acknowledgement of this oneness with Spirit, we do not look to the world as the source of our joy, happiness, love, and peace. We look within to the eternal wellspring of life that is always pouring forth the aliveness we seek. Then we bring joy, happiness, love, and peace into our world. At the center of our being, we find that we already are that life for which we are looking. Rather than looking for something to make us happy, we bring our happiness to everything we do. When we know that we are love, we no longer wait to be loved. We bring love to all of our relationships. And when we know that we are intrinsically good, because God is good, we are one with this goodness. We cease to allow feelings of unworthiness to block the blessings of heaven in our life. And so it is.
Thank you, David. Boy, wasn't that our mission statement in a reading? That's incredible. Thank you very much. And so I wanted to tell you also, I've shared with you, if you've been watching our videos, that we have been, with your support, continuing to support our child care provider and our sound tech and our musicians when they have been scheduled with us on our calendar. We haven't sent them their full pay, but we've been sending them some pay. And so Harold Payne was scheduled to be with us last month, and so I sent him that money, and with that money he took it and went and bought studio time and recorded that song In the Stillness for us so that we could use that. How awesome is that, man? Awesome. And so as awake and awakening spiritual beings, we live with this sense of our connectedness with everyone and everything. We live with this sense of oneness with everything. And because of that, it's important to us spiritually. It's important to our spirits that we live in a world that works for everyone. It's important to our spirits that we live in a world that works for all people, and for the animals, and for the plants, and for the earth itself. For every living thing. And so really then, out of that spiritual awareness, we become aware of, deeply aware of the fact of how much we desire for every single person to have a home to live in, to have a place to rest their heads at night, to have a home that is safe and warm. Out of that spiritual awareness, we have this deep heartfelt desire that every person has enough, that they have enough food, that they have enough resources, that they have enough love. Out of that spiritual awareness and understanding, it becomes a deep heartfelt desire that everyone is safe and secure. And because we are all connected to each other, and that we are connected to the whole of things, to the all that is, it also becomes a deep, heartfelt, soul-felt desire for us that this planet be healthy. We want to live on a planet that is healthy and that is balanced and in harmony and is well, and that actually is taken care of by its inhabitants. And so with all the fires burning right now, it feels really distressing. Because not only are we uncomfortable here because of the ash and the air quality, but it is also heart distressing to us because there are people that we know and people that we don't know who have been or are in danger. It feels distressing to us because there are people that we know and that we don't know who have had to be evacuated from their homes. Because there are people that we know and that we don't know who have lost their homes and who have lost everything that was in their home. And so it feels really disturbing and it feels really distressing. And I don't know about you, but it makes me really sad. It seems lately as if our attention has been shanghaied by the fires and by COVID and by all the political angst that is going on in this country and the divisiveness. And we are affected emotionally by all of that. Every time we learn about one of those things happening, it's distressing to us, emotionally distressing to us. But not just is it emotionally distressing to us when we learn about those things, but because we are part of this collective consciousness, this collective energy field, which is really also a collective field of emotion and of feeling, we are affected by all the feelings that everybody else is having. And so if you feel a little bit heavy, or if things just feel really hard, to know and to be gentle with yourself, that we're not just affected by what we learn about, but that we're affected by the energy and the feeling and the emotions of this whole thing that we're living in right now. And that makes spiritual practice even that much more important right now, that we have the ability to ground ourselves and to anchor into our own peace and our own wholeness and our own sense of well-being, so that we move out into the world, things are easier for us, and we come forward with more kindness and more compassion instead of being grumpy and irritated. And so at Centers for Spiritual Living, we teach about the power of our thought to affect conditions, to change the conditions that are in the world. At Centers for Spiritual Living, we teach about the law of attraction, that which resonates with our thinking and our feeling and our emotions, we draw towards us, we attract to us. We teach about the law of correspondence, which means our outside world corresponds with what's going on inside of us, with not just our attitudes and our beliefs, but also with our feelings and our emotions and what our focus is on. And so I invite you this morning to join me in consciousness to be a healing agent on this planet. I invite you to use your faith and your prayers and your thoughts and your energy and your meditations and your visualizations, your consciousness, to be a healing agent on this planet. And so the indigenous people of South America put their faith in the Pachamama, in the Earth Mother, Mother Earth, the World Mother, not the mother of the world that's outside, but the world that is the mother. They put their faith in Mother Nature. They believe that the earth provides for all of her creation. They believe that Mother Earth provides for the birds and for the animals and for the plants and for all of her people, all of her creation. They believe that Pachamama listens to us and responds to our requests. They believe that the earth knows how to be in balance, that the earth knows how to bring coolness to a warming environment, that the earth knows how to bring coolness to the fires, that Pachamama, the earth, knows how to bring rain and how to change wind. And so I invite you right now to join me in putting your hands on the earth. And as you put your hand on the earth, to know that the earth has the ability to use our knowing and our faith, that the earth has the ability to cool herself. To know, as you have your hand on the earth, that the earth knows how to be in harmony and how to be in balance. And with your hand on the earth, to send the earth, the Pachamama, to send the earth your love and your appreciation. To send the earth your gratitude and to bless the earth. And in return, to recognize how blessed we have always been by the earth. And so together with the earth herself, I say this prayer: Father, Mother God, Father Sky, Mother Earth, intelligence within me and within everything, I give thanks for cooling. I give thanks for the cooling of the fires wherever they burn. I say a prayer for the safety of every person involved with the fires, for the firefighters, for the inhabitants in those areas, for the animals, whether they be domestic or wild animals. I say a prayer that every person's needs are met, that they are guided and led into safety and into well-being. And for this, I give thanks. And I say, and so it is. Centers for Spiritual Living teaches that there is only one. One power, one presence, one life, one beingness, one creative intelligence, one life force, and that is in and through and back of everything in this physical world. We also teach that there is a law that responds to us, a law that takes that unformed substance and creates out of it, and that we teach that God is that creativity, and that God is that law, and that God is the form, that God is expressing itself here as this planet. Joel Goldsmith, who was a Christian Science practitioner, says, "You haven't got God and a universe. There's no God standing separate and apart from the universe, looking off into a universe which it created. It is more accurate to say God appears as the universe. God unfolds itself as this universe. God is the very law and life and activity and substance that appears to us as ourselves, as each other, and as this universe. It is a continuous unfoldment of God revealing itself throughout all of time." And so what that means then is that there is not God and something else. There is not God and your life. There is not God and politics. There is not God and the economy. There is not God and the world. There is only God in and through, around, and as every single thing that exists. Spirit is present in and through and as everything, and that it responds to our consciousness, because our consciousness is also part of God. Our consciousness is also part of that intelligence of the universe expressing itself. And so in our recognition that that presence is in and through everything, in that knowing, we draw it forward in a greater way into physical reality. We become the conduit through which it expresses. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest Holmes says, faith molds the undifferentiated substance and brings into manifestation the thing which was fashioned in mind. So God is fully present in all of it. God is fully present in the pandemic. God is fully present in the doctors. God is fully present in the scientists and in the patients. God is fully present as the policymakers. God is fully present as the politicians. God is fully present as the firefighters and the evacuees and the weather. God is fully present as guidance for everyone and perfect solutions and the way to that solution as the perfect decisions. And so each and every one of us, we are being called to a greater realization of that, a greater realization of perfection and the perfect action of spirit in the midst of what seems to not be working. We're being called to recognize that spirit is fully present in the midst of what appears to not be working. We're being called to the realization of wholeness, to the realization of order and harmony. We're being called to the realization of peace and of love and of divine guidance. We're being called to see it and know it, and feel it, and be it. Our recognition of it allows it to come into expression in a greater way. The lesser is always contained in the greater. It's just a not full expression yet of that divine presence. Our recognizing it invites it in a greater way. And so I'm going to invite you to join us in a chamber of prayer as our practitioners make a circle around all of us to join us in a chamber of prayer for the fires. If you would like to join us in a chamber of prayer to add to that about COVID and about politics, to join us in consciousness. And if you would like to speak a word with us, you may do so. If you want to just sit and feel the energy and be in that, I invite you to do that. And so we begin. And so I recognize right now that there is only one power, one presence, one life, one beingness. And it is that thing that I call God. It is fully present everywhere, in every single person, in every firefighter, in every doctor, in every technician, in every person. That it is leading and guiding right now each and every person into safety and well-being. That we are each living this life of God, that there's nothing separate or outside of it, including this planet, including the weather. And that right now there is a divine intelligence unfolding itself through the weather and through the firefighters and through nature as a sense of wholeness and harmony and balance and well-being. That one is unfolding itself through the doctors and the scientists as the resolution of COVID-19. That it is unfolding itself right now in and through every single politician as right decisions, as right action, as the choices and the decisions that support all of humanity, for the good of all, for God is that presence of good, and God is that creative intelligence, and God is perfection and harmony and order and good. And so I lean into that truth, knowing that it is unfolding itself all around me, that it is unfolding itself everywhere on this planet, and that something new is happening right now. That that which has not been in alignment is falling away, and that healing is happening, and that good is happening. And so I release this prayer into that infinite law, knowing that it is already unfolding itself. And I say, and so it is. And so it is. So my invitation to you is to continue to pray. Continue to envision the rain and the fires going out. To continue to pray for the safety and the well-being of every single person that has been affected by those fires. To envision the earth healing itself, to envision rain, to see it, to smell it, to feel it, to pray knowing that the intelligence and the harmony and the order and the perfection of the divine is unfolding itself everywhere. In every person, in every moment, and to rest in that faith, and to let that faith be the thing that leads you through your days, and through your choices and your decisions, and through your conversations, and allow that faith to be the catalyst for healing. And so, blessings to every single one of you on this path. I'm so grateful that you are a part of Living Beyond Limits and that you are walking this path and making a difference in this world. And so blessings to all of you, and thank you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmation. And so I will say it, and then you can repeat after me. Today I use my consciousness.
Today I use my consciousness.
Creatively. And powerfully, to create the changes I wish to see in this world. I see peace and harmony and love and good. And so it is. And so before we close up, I would like to just share a couple of invitations with you. We are meeting again here in 2 weeks, so I invite you to join us for that. Yay! We are doing Thursday mornings right here, coffee and donuts. If you'd like to join us on Thursday mornings at 10:30, from 10:30 to 12, we get to chat with each other and be with each other, and people have been bringing some inspirational things to read and to share with each other, so you are welcome to also bring something that you might want to share with the group that's inspiring. We have a 7 o'clock Thursday evening Zoom call that you are invited to join us. We do a spiritual practice of some sort, meditation or some other spiritual practice, and get an opportunity to answer some introspective questions and share with each other and be in that company of those that already see us in our wholeness and see our goodness and support us in our own unfolding. We invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. It gives you an easy one click to listen to the talks and to let you know that we are still doing Ministry of Prayer. So you can talk to Barbara Conant today if you have a prayer request. She has lots of prayer shawls at her house if you know somebody that would like to be wrapped in that energy of prayer. I invite you to talk with her, and she and David will pray over it for whatever your request is and then gift it to you. You can gift it to yourself or to someone else. And so that is it. So nice seeing you. Oh, gosh, Ray is reminding me we actually have an offering. Yeah, so let's do that. We just do things out of order. We have an offering basket up here. So, yes, if you have an offering, I invite you to bring that forward, and then we'll do a blessing of the offering. And so I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. And really, how blessed we have been here today. How blessed we have been to be in the company of each other. How blessed we have been to be in this consciousness of remembering the truth, stepping back into the light, stepping back into being a healing presence in this world. And so I give thanks for this service. I give thanks for this community. I give thanks for this offering that allows us to continue to be active and to do what we do in this world. And so I bless this offering today, knowing that it allows us to stay active, which supports each and every one of us, which in turn supports our communities, which in turn supports this entire planet. And so I bless this offering. I bless this community. I bless this philosophy. And I invite you with me to send a blessing out into this entire world, to every corner, to every person, to every household, to every heart. And in that, I say, and so it is.